Now, anti-obesity jabs could reduce the risk of heart attacks, strokes or heart failure in obese people. That's according to new research published today. Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE's national clinical lead on obesity, joins us on the line now. Good morning, Professor O'Shea.
Good morning, Cian.
Now, this news comes from two studies at the European Congress on Obesity in Venice. Do the results confirm what you see amongst your patients?
Yeah, we have been seeing this, and it represents what this study does. It takes these treatments out of just diabetes treatments, out of just obesity treatments, because the patients in these studies didn't have diabetes, and many did not have obesity. They were at high risk of heart attacks and strokes. And what was seen was a 20% reduction in major cardiovascular events in patients treated with the GLP-1 analog therapy.
Is there sufficient access to anti-obesity drugs here in Ireland, or are they just available on prescription for diabetics?
So they're available for people with diabetes type 2. There is limited availability for patients living with obesity who have severe and complex obesity, but in fairness, better availability than in many other countries, and a clear wish to widen that availability as we kind of plan for the future. These studies, however, say we should be looking at it like we look at the statins, like we look at aspirin, because these benefits have been seen in patients who were already on statin treatment, already getting aspirin, and it's an added additional 20% reduction in major cardiovascular events.
So you're saying there's better availability in Ireland, but should the drugs be even more available than in Ireland from what you're saying in relation to statins and other important drugs?
I think so, and I think the next decade, and that's the excitement of the conference in Venice, the next decade is going to see these treatments move into the prevention space. So can we keep more people more healthy and in the workforce without heart attacks and without strokes for longer? Because that's what the pharmacoeconomic people inside in the Department of Finance will want to be looking at before they'll fund it.
If you're talking about prevention, what about younger people, people aged between 18 and 12, because so many children are overweight?
Yeah, and we're lobbying. The obesity program is lobbying the HSE to look at getting access to the 12 and up, because these drugs have been studied from the age of 12 and up, and the earlier you treat in any condition, the better.
And the weight loss drugs themselves, do they come at a hefty price tag? Are they affordable? Could they be placed onto a medical card, or is it just too early to say?
I think the history of any treatments is that when they start, they're expensive. Then they come off patent and generics become available and they become cheaper and more widely available. And there's absolutely no doubt these drugs will follow that pattern. What I would like is that Ireland takes a lead, and the World Health Organization is looking at Ireland's approach to obesity, that we take a lead in widening access to these treatments for younger individuals and for people who don't necessarily yet have all the complications of obesity, but they have the disease of obesity.
Professor Donal O'Shea, thanks so much for joining us this morning.